Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Blog Talk broadcast of Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is Pastor Robert R. Sanders. The second top of the afternoon, 12 o'clock. Guess what, you all? I am a grandmother! My daughter, Kathleen, and Ashton have had a little girl named Sonia Brooklyn. She was just born at a little bit before 12 o'clock. So, you know, I'm a happy grandmother. Now I got to go shopping later on and get her something to bring home. Anyway, how are you? Yes, it's been busy, busy, busy. School, church, programs, all kind of things we're doing. And a shout out to my husband and founder and pastor of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Church of God in Christ, Pastor Robert R. Sanders II. Happy day to you, and you are a new granddad. Listen, listen, listen. Yes, you just heard the brand new song from W.R. Sanders from out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, with his latest release, Believe In. The song you just heard is called By My Side. It is a smooth, inspirational project that you need to get in your library. You can actually go on www.cdbaby.com/WR Sanders 4 Or you can go to CDUniverse.com or iTunes.com or Amazon.com or Rhapsody. It is all ready and waiting for you to buy Believe In. Yes, okay. Oh, now we're going to go ahead and get into the topic, I tell you. And this is going to be really my last time talking about it because my husband and I, we are part of the 7,000 Club. Run and tell it. And I'm hearing so many people about, they're having an attack on the controversy between Dr. Carter, Earl Carter, and the other clergy. Now, people, Jesus, I don't know. I tell everybody, you have a right, which, of course, the International Constitution of the United States and our Constitution tells us we have a freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of, you know, to bear arms, the right to bear arms, all that good stuff. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to review what took place November 2014 in the International Holy Convocation in St. Louis, Missouri. It was a boring Saturday evening because the service started a little late. And they paid homage to the veterans, which is fine because my family, majority of them were in the military armed forces. I believe in acknowledging and saluting the veterans of this country because I myself and my family You all have been either in ROTC or served in the Marine, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Army, or the Coast Guard. So I have no problem with saluting our nation's military department. I don't have a problem with that. You should do it. Everybody should do that. They save the world from getting attacked in many different ways. The night that Dr. Earl Carter basically brought the message, he brought the message based on what has been going on throughout the church. I was sharing with someone the other day that our national church has paid out so many debts, I won't say debts, lawsuits of molestation, rape, child support, all kind of stuff. And people don't talk about it. They don't deal with the issue. Now, the Bible says, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Now, a lot of people feel that you don't have to do that. Then why are you saying disrespect that scripture? If you don't tell somebody that they're doing wrong, how would they know they're doing wrong if they're not told that they're doing wrong? But when they continue in it, as the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, we can't keep using the grace card as a justification to do what we want to do. Now, when Dr. Earl Carter brought the message, he brought a real message. A real message. He brought a real message. It was a message of truth. We see homosexuals running around through the church looking like women. We see the men that leave their wives at home and go out there and be with their whore. We see it all the time. You see the men who go out, create a baby, and won't pay child support and throw the child support letter in the garbage and move to another city and stay so they don't get tracked down. Don't nobody say nothing. I'm pissed. I'm very pissed. Because when Dr. Carter preached, he preached the truth. And for some of you all bloggers, get your head out your behind because you're not even thinking about what actually happened. Burn the DVD. There's a two-part CD to that night on November at the convocation. There was only one part that was not produced. The media department from Blake's church, that video of the services was streamed through West Angeles. When you look at the video of the service, you always look either at the top upper right-hand corner or the bottom low-hand corner, and you will see where the services are being streamed from. We don't have a national media. Our media was filmed through West Angeles. Now, when Carter talked, he talked the truth. You don't tell the old face, oh, you ain't saying that. Don't say nothing. Don't tell them that. Folks don't spend their money coming out there to see a circus. Now, what's going on now? Dr. Carter left the room. Bishop Brandon Porter took the mic. When he took the mic, from that point, Carter was nowhere to be found. Back off. Your life. Fail your life. Or take my breath and say, get your life. When the people went back to tell our presiding bishop, they told him, why didn't you let him see the video? But now, I don't care if anybody got 900 faggots or whatever in their churches they want to call it. I don't even care. But my thing is this. We see stuff, but nobody says anything. So now, what happens? Let me go ahead. Because, see, I'm tired of folks talking out their head, and they have not seen nothing with their eyeballs. They've seen bits and pieces, and they got this illustrious opinion. Write you a freaking book and put it to the universities and see if they're going to use your book as a theory. I promise you it won't happen. Now, you get to this point. Now, when you get to that point, you're sitting up, and the conversation that we were not around but was reported to us by Dr. Earl Carter, that Blake and him talked. Let me say this again. I'm going to say it three times so you can get it into your brain. They talked. Blake Carter spoke among each other. Three times. Blake Carter spoke amongst each other. The third time, Brother Blake spoke amongst each other. They had a conversation. And the conversation was, people were confused about the bleeding in the butt. He was saying, since all the homosexuals was walking down there trying to look like women, if you want to be a woman, then you should be given the opportunity to have the same thing a woman go through, vaginal yeast infections, having the period, and all that stuff. I understood it, but it's the truth, because you want to be a woman. Now, if that's what you want to be, hey, why not? That's what you're saying. It ain't no such thing. It's already misconstrued that children can go and say, well, I want to learn how to be this. No, you already broke. You're tapping into the word of God, which is wrong. Why did God get rid of Sodom and Gomorrah? Because of that sexual stuff that was going on. He didn't pacify it. He didn't put it in a blanket and wrap it up and baby it and give it a breath, a nipple to get milk out of. He got rid of it. Now, the conversation that took place between those two men, those two, not all of us bloggers, listen, it took place between them two. Now, there have been people that have been hurting by leaders, that leaders have done damnable things to them, have insulted them, have abused them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and a lot of them were caught up in things that you were not there to see, nor I. So who are we to say that that person is wrong? Now, Carter, do not get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go out and be Inspector Gadget. No. Dr. Carter tells us about different things and people that come to him with information. And when he comes to them with information, when they come with information, they turn around and they said, I was afraid to talk about it because I didn't want my name or nobody to hurt me, because from what we're understanding, we are learning that there are a lot of preachers that are sitting up threatening folks' lives. There are a lot of preachers that are signing themselves on to be caregivers for other people's checks, especially women, and having them do sexual activities. And then you leave the state and go somewhere else and you turn a jurisdiction upside down. Hello? But that's what they do. But we pat them on the back. Oh, they're the man of God. They just made a mistake. No, they're not. Because if you say. Now, when Blake talked to Bishop, to Dr. Carter, and said, listen, if you can just break it down and let it be that what it is, then I'm all good. But wait until I or my PR people call you. Then that conversation should not, PR people had nothing to do with it. They shouldn't have even been in the middle of it. They should have been out of it. If you made a phone call to somebody and I said, listen, I need you to do something for me, let's sit down and talk about this. I got you. Okay, good. And then it's between me and you. But if I turn around and throw you under the bus the following week, then you ask for a fight. You ask for a fight. Because now you lied to Dr. Carter. Dr. Carter was lied to. But from that point, people took it to the point where they said, you know what, since he's going to speak up, then I'm going to show him my court case. I'm going to show him. Let me say something to y'all. First of all, you bloggers and a lot of y'all that's talking, you all are not in the courtroom. You have no idea what people are dealing with when it comes to other leaders doing things to them. You have the foggiest idea. The foggiest idea. We watched all of the stuff. It's escalated to now. As I said on Dr. Carter's 7,000 Club a meeting, I said, this thing was between you and him. Other people came forth because you don't know who know what about a whole lot of folk. I can talk about it because there's somebody right now that ain't doing what they're supposed to do. But they preaching the word and being up in the jurisdiction, but they run away and they lying to their new family because their family is telling them not to do certain things. And I can take it to that level. I promise you, I can do it and do it with style and dignity. And I promise you, you're better be locked up in prison, and I'll make sure of that. I'm different from everybody else. I let you go, and I'm going to let you go to a point to where when you get to talking crazy, I know how to get you. If I see my money in court, I'm suing you for $2 million plus an additional $999 billion. That's how I do. I don't do that little $75,000 is like 2 cents to me. Now, when you did not come together and this man has tried to call you and did not reply, then you go and you get to your PR team, and that's who I don't like. I do not like Bishop Blake's PR team at all, because how you did it, you're sloppy. You were the instigator between these two men. That's where your blame should be. Because whoever is on the phone, if you talk, if I'm talking to Mickey Mouse, I'm not going to tell my PR team what y'all think, what you think I should do. I'm not including them. This is between me and that person. But it's PR team, and the media was the one that leaked it out. The states, they had time to leak it out. They were too busy under the anointing to go upload on YouTube. It was the media. That's how Jimmy Kimmel got it. Now, for you bloggers that's just talking and you ain't got no facts, you need to shut your mouth and go back, get the video, see the whole video, because that's a two-hour video. I've been in media for a long time. I just get here last week. I've been in it for quite a since I was in high school. I did journalism. I know the facts. And I don't like nobody shooting out their own opinion about whatever it is. My thing is this. This battle is not between us, Blake, or Dr. Carter. It is between Blake and Carter. But the media and the PR should be cited, because they were the ones that gave Bishop Blake the wrong way to go. You don't use a national website to make a picture ploy for a character reference. That is not what Bishop G.E. Patterson started this fight about. All we should see are goals, accomplishments, death notices, what we're doing, not personal vindictive, because Dr. Carter didn't do it. He didn't go on a national website and tell folks to sign their name. I ain't signed my name, none of that crap. You know why? Because I saw the whole thing. And regardless, I'm like this. If you don't like what Carter's doing, why don't you go and see the $1 million on South? Walk up to him. Say what you want, but you better have facts and proof and get your opinions out the way. It's becoming ridiculous. Now there are people that are coming forth with stuff because now they feel they can trust Dr. Carter. They feel they can trust him. They feel I can talk to you and whatnot because they're hurting. How many of you all have that know women that's got children by men, and the men are in the church and they just parading around and ain't paying child support? How about that? How about that? You don't know when that person gonna take a bomb off of you. Then if the church, if we're so perfect, then why have we paid out billions of dollars in lawsuits? You had to go to court. You had to go to court. We keep defending what we think is right, but when you look at it, Dr. Carter don't get up out of his bed. He makes sure he tells all of us that. He's like, hey, I don't get out of my bed. He said, folks come to me with stuff. They come to him with stuff. So when they come to him with stuff, he's listening. I remember when I went through a situation. My leader told me, well, you need to apologize to me. For what? I ain't done nothing to you. You got this fool here that's going around here wearing masks. You got a bishop that married two adulterers and brazen them like they're the first thing, they're the best thing next to Nutella and Jeff. And you let them go. See, these are things that we see in the church, but don't nobody say nothing. Everybody want to pacify sin. Everybody want to excuse sin. Everybody want to act like it's all right. No, it ain't all right. Because if you want to sin, you can get out the church and do all the sinning you want. But now when it's cut, why do you want the media to expose you? The preacher that killed his wife and buried her in the ground and then turned around and put her in the deep freezer. I didn't hear nobody cry aloud. Oh, that's just a shame. Well, you know, no, stop it, stop it, stop it. Y'all got adultery, child support, and everything be put up. Oh, it's no big deal. Okay, then why is it not a big deal? Now here's an Earl Carter, and now everybody, oh, he shouldn't say this, he shouldn't say that. Well, then go kick his butt till you sit and say the whole video. It was not edited. It was not re-edited. We saw it all the way through. If it wasn't Dr. Earl Carter, it was somebody else, would you be doing the same thing? Because everybody that's in ministry reply and respond to ministry differently and rebuke before all that others may fear. If we are representing Jesus Christ and somebody's, and I do mean IES, have done crazy stuff, and you want to hide it to not let nobody know you, it's been done, when you do things, don't you know that you go to court? Now, he's suing Dr. Carter for $75,000. Okay, you suing him for $75,000 with my reputation. Well, you never said you wasn't gay. Other people that said that they've had some dealings with you have come forward with court documents. But now my thing is this. People say, well, why won't he let us see it? Well, number one, because it's called tampering with evidence. I worked in a law firm. I'm not stupid. They ain't going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you that. Why do you have to show you? Who are you? What you going to do about it? Are you going to court? I told somebody on YouTube, I said, since you are so gung-ho, why don't you call the man yourself and tell him what you think? No, I'm just saying, no, shut your mouth and call him. That's how I do. You got something to say? Call me. And I want you to come in my face. Don't call me with no ghetto high school stuff, because that'll get you cut off. But I want to see you face to face. We can go at it then. Because number one, if you want to uphold sin, then you should not be in the church. You need to be out in the street with the rest of the sinners, because that's where you fit in at. People don't understand. Like I told my husband last night, my husband agreed. I said, a lot of folks did not like the late Bishop Robert L. Mitchell. I said, but Bishop Apostle R. L. Mitchell just slapped you in the face with the book and told you you're going to hell if you ain't doing right. His angle was not at the people that was in the world, it was in the church, because the people in the church was going around running rapid. He saw it. Oh, but he shouldn't say nothing. He shouldn't? Really? Really? So just do away with cry loud and spare not and the scripture that says justifying sin with the base card to just be quiet. Okay. But see, that way I know that my life, if somebody held me at gunpoint, I wouldn't trust you with my life. Don't say that. Oh, please. No, it's sin. Since when do we not shoot off sin? We are pacifying sin, and we're pacifying actions. We're pacifying personalities. We're pacifying it. And some of you all got family members that run away from paying child support. Some of you got family members that have mistresses. Oh, don't say nothing. Oh, really? Really? I was looking at Wayne McHale yesterday, and I know many of y'all watch, you act like you don't. And when Bernadette went into that office where her husband is, she told the mistress, do you mind if I have a word with my husband? And she smacked the crap out of her right there and told all of you better get up out of here. Angry black woman. She went, oh, he didn't do it. I'm just going to go say this. That's a problem. We don't say nothing. When you're supposed to say something and defend righteousness, you would rather defend sin. You rather defend sin because that's what you want to do. You want to defend sin. You want sin to be honored. You want sin to be respected. You want sin to know. Let me tell you something. You got a bunch of women running around here and men having affairs on their wives. And these men turn around and they sleep with these sluts and they turn around and kill the wife. How they do it? Because they fought their whole in front of their wife. Then when the wife don't say nothing, which some of them should have, some of you wives that are for holiness and righteousness, taking him down because that's your spirit. See, the spirit of a whore in the book of Proverbs say the means of a whore's woman will lure you to a piece of bread. How many men have had whores while they're still married? And most of you men, people have sat up in the church and you've watched the adultery scene and you didn't say nothing. Guess what? You're going to be held accountable. Then you wonder why next generation don't want to be saved. I don't want to be saved. I don't want to be saved. Why I don't want to be saved? Because I don't want to be saved. Why you don't want to be saved is because you don't want to know the truth. You see these women in the church, and they deal with the drama they have to deal with these men, but you don't say a word. You don't say a word. You watch it. You see how these men run rabid through the ministry and they tear churches up and you don't say nothing. I sat up under a leader and didn't even know the leader had a baby by another member in the church. And when I found out, it was after I had left. We didn't want you to get upset and leave. Really? Really? A lot of folks say I'm very hard on leaders. Yeah, because I sat up under some that I didn't know was controlling until after a certain fact. But you know what Katrina did? Dr. Sanders left. I know how to leave. I told one pastor, I was on the watch care. He had his whore upset. And he asked me to help bring funds, you know, to create something to come into the church to help with the church's light and heating and gas or whatever is a program. And the wife gave me the check. She gave me the check and said, hey, go ahead with it. The wife did. But the mistress got mad. Well, why you haven't heard it that way? And don't I come through for this church? See, that kind of foolishness. Oh, I got a list of stuff that has been done to me. I promise you, I've been very quiet about it. But I know how other people feel when they go to Dr. Carter. Dr. Carter does not call folks on the phone and say anything. He said, if you got something you want me to deal with, I will advocate for you. Well, that's much what we do for each other. You get mad at him, advocate for other folks? Well, then you go to hell. How about that? Because you ain't got nobody to advocate for you. How about that? We're supposed to protect and love each other. But if somebody hurts you and they do not apologize for that, they ain't trying to live right. Whew. My husband and I, we have Evangelist Beverly and Earl Carter. Dr. Earl Carter's back 100%. I don't care. Y'all can run and say what you want to say. But after today, my thing is that many of you are just weak folk. If you got a problem with Earl Carter, you better call him yourself. Go to the man head up. Since you're smart enough to get on the blog, why don't you call the man up? Call him yourself and deal with him face to face. Because y'all sit up and you justify all kind of stuff. And when you justify it, you just as dumb as a dog. And the Bible calls you dumb dogs. And Jesus called them vipers in the temple. And that's what you are. That's what you are. It's sickness. If you don't take a man of Christ, the persona of Christ, and the word of God, then you really are weak one. Listen, I'm ending it today. My granddaughter's been born. We've been waiting all night. I ain't had no sleep. But understand, people, if you got to offer Dr. Carter, call the man himself and talk to him. Email him. Go to the 7,000 Club website. State your business. Stop talking and not having no facts of what you're doing and saying and then arguing because it causes folks to have a disorder between each other. Until next time, listen to Sweet Memories by W.I. Sanders and the latest release, Believe In.